Hello, how are you? I hope you're doing well. In today's episode, I am so excited to share with you not only how the power of accountability can help us go from feeling like our ideas are overwhelming to actually feeling manageable and exciting, but also share with you Celia's story. So Celia, to give you a bit of background, before I actually play for you a voice memo that Celia has sent, which we can listen to, and I'm so excited for you to hear about Celia's achievements in her own words. But just to give you a bit of backstory, so a couple of months ago, Celia had an idea that she wanted to write a book. And actually, I say a couple of months ago, that's when things changed. It was a year ago that Celia had the idea and wrote it down in a notebook, like we all do, forgot about it for a while, life got in the way, and then felt almost like she was setting it aside a couple of times just because the self-doubt got in the way, the, oh my gosh, who am I to do this? The confidence got in the way. And then also the sense of feeling overwhelmed by the task of writing a book. How the heck do you go from turning an idea into a book that is ready to be published? And so I'm so just absolutely chuffed for Celia, because over the last couple of months now in this lockdown life that we've been going through, Celia has taken that idea off the shelf and written her first draft. So imagine that. Imagine going from having an idea, feeling overwhelmed by it, feeling daunted by it, not knowing if it's possible, to then now, a couple of months later, having a first draft. How amazing would that feel? And I so hope, Celia, because I know you're listening, that you feel oh so proud of your progress, because it is amazing. And I'm absolutely over the moon that I've been able to be a part of the process. And so you might be thinking, yeah, Jess, where do you come into this? So I was Celia's accountability buddy. So you might remember right back at the start of lockdown life, probably now a few months ago, I ran a group called the Personal Discovery Guide. And this was just a way at the start of lockdown to do something, to provide some space and almost prompts, I guess, for reflection, to help people that wanted to really find the positive in this time, to be able to work on their personal development, do a couple of exercises over the course of what was 6 weeks, I believe. Gosh, it feels like a lifetime ago now. But 6 weeks, six exercises. And one of them was actually really on pinpointing one change that we want to make, one idea we want to start, one thing that we want to do differently. And for Celia, that's where the moment came. That's where it landed to be like, right, I am writing this book. And as you'll hear in Celia's memos, she moved past what so often holds us back. She moved past those narratives of, I don't have the time, I don't feel confident enough, where the heck do I start? And what I just absolutely love is there was a moment, you can almost hear it in Celia's memos, where she makes the commitment, she makes a decision to say, you know what, this idea has been on the shelf for over a year, now it is time to make it happen. And so maybe this is the perfect place where I'll play you Celia's memos.
Hey Jess, so I first had the idea for my book probably sometime last year. And what first came to mind was the two main characters. I had a general idea of them, but I didn't really have a plot to go with them. I just knew I wanted to write about a boy and a girl growing up together. And then I had the idea of using the leap years to show the passage of time and having every chapter set on 29th of February in a leap year. So obviously there'll be 4 years between each chapter. So that was the idea I had. And I wrote it down in the notebook and then kind of forgot about it for a while and put it aside. I didn't think it would work. When I first had the idea for the book, I really liked the idea at first, and then I kind of overthought it and thought it just won't work. I still don't really have a plot. I just have these two characters and this gimmick of using the leap years. So I didn't really think I could turn this idea into an actual book. So I set it aside and kept it at the back of my mind, but just lacked the confidence to think that I could actually write a book based on this idea. I set the idea aside several times because, again, lack of confidence, and the task seems so overwhelming. It's a huge thing turning just the general idea into an actual story. And I had a lot of self-doubt. I didn't believe I could actually do it. So every time I looked at it, I was like, no, it can't be done. What was different this time was, first of all, lockdown. Because before lockdown, people were always asking me when I was going to write a book of my own, because they know what a book addict I am. And I was always saying it was just a matter of finding the time with work and other commitments. So then when lockdown happened, although I was still working from home, I also had more time than I had before to actually write and reflect. And I was like, this is the best opportunity I'm going to get to actually sit down and write something. And the other thing that was different was once I'd shared the idea with you and a few others and had that accountability, but also encouragement to actually get started and to just get something down. It didn't have to be perfect. That was really what spurred me on this time. Having the accountability and the mini deadlines really worked for me, and having someone checking in, it encouraged me to keep writing even when I didn't feel like it, rather than just waiting for inspiration to hit and procrastinating. And having the feedback as well was very encouraging and kept me going at each stage to keep going to the finish line, whereas otherwise I might have been tempted to set it aside again. And also being able to break the book down into manageable chunks of one or two chapters at a time made it feel like less of a hurdle to overcome than thinking of it as writing a whole book. So yeah, just having someone checking in every few weeks to say, how's it going? And having someone to show my chapters to as I was working was a huge part of what helped me get to the actual end of my first draft. Having the first draft completed feels huge compared to where I was 3 months ago when I just had the general idea and the rough outline. So I know I still have a lot of work to do on the second draft and the third draft, however many drafts. But yeah, having gone from that to having the outline of an actual book, it's a huge step in the right direction. And like I said to you on WhatsApp, I feel like a writer now rather than someone who just would like to write a book someday. So I would say to anyone who is thinking of starting a project that maybe seems out of reach, I would say have a plan and break it down to manageable steps and just have someone to check in with you to keep you on the right path.
So as we listen to Celia's words there, and particularly the part about accountability, what I love is that Celia really draws out really kind of three key steps about how she went from feeling overwhelmed by her idea to feeling excited by it, to feeling like it was manageable, but also then making it happen, staying consistent, following through on the commitment that she had made to herself and I guess to me to bring her idea to life. And those three steps that really stood out to me were these: make a plan, break it down into manageable steps, ask for accountability. And I think so often we skim past those, don't we? We have the idea, we don't necessarily make a plan, we think about how we can get started, but then rather than actually really plot our route, we can just stand at the bottom of the mountain, looking at the top, feel daunted by it, feel overwhelmed by it, and in that moment, put our idea to one side. In that moment, we close the notebook where we wrote down what we wanted to do, and we maybe never open it again. And so actually what we can do instead, and what we can learn from Celia, is that Celia's quest wasn't to write her finished article, right? To write the finished version of her book. Celia's quest was to write her first draft. So straight away, she's taking something that could be a mountain and making it feel like getting to base camp is the first step, which is so true. Because when we actually do that, when we think to ourselves, how can I take the ultimate goal and break it down? How can I work my way back from the dream outcome of having a completed book? What are the steps? What are the milestones that I want to hit and that would get me to that dream outcome? So rather than focusing on finished article, it's focusing on first draft. And so if you're feeling stuck at the moment because you're looking at an idea that you want to start and it feels overwhelming, like all projects do at the beginning, I invite you to think about, what's your first milestone? What is your equivalent of Celia's first draft? And really actually pinpoint that down. Allow yourself to write out what that finished article is, right? The dream outcome. So for Celia, that's a finished book. But then allow yourself as well to map it back, to plot your route, and then solely focus on that first milestone, because getting to that first milestone is what will ultimately get you to the dream outcome. So what's your version of Celia's first draft? And then what Celia did even more, so number one, plotted her route, made a plan. Number two, broke it down into manageable steps. So not only into the milestones, which we did in step one, but even more so, did you notice how Celia broke it down into weekly accountability check-ins with me? And so what that became is that every Friday, I had the absolute joy of reading two new chapters of Celia's book. And so every Friday, Celia's focus, or every week, Celia's focus was to send me two chapters by Friday. So even more so, she's taken that first milestone, that first draft, and broken it down into what feels doable here, what would still find that balance between progress but also fun, what would allow us to actually enjoy moving forward rather than give ourselves such a task that we don't have the time, or we have the time to only get to one chapter rather than two, so we always feel like we're never doing enough. What would enough look like for you every week? What progress would you love to make every week based on working back from your first milestone? So that's step two. So we've got plotting your route, making a plan, step one. Step two, looking at breaking it down into manageable steps. And then from there, the power, and what we're focused on in today's episode, and what I think is just an absolute game changer for us for a few ways, and I'll get to those in a moment, is then asking for accountability. So by knowing that Celia was sending me two chapters on a Friday, Celia set herself that commitment to say, Jess, I'm going to send you two chapters every Friday. And from that moment, Celia knew what her focus was for that week, and also had that sense of being able to feel excited to follow through, because also I'm sure there was an element, I hope, because I was very excited to read them every week, that Celia didn't want to let me down, didn't want to send a message and say, not this week, Jess. There's nothing about Jake and Emily, Celia's characters, this week. But even just the practice of doing it, I think the reason we fear accountability is that sense that we don't want to let someone down. We don't want to set ourselves a challenge and then not reach it. But actually, I never would have judged Celia if Celia had sent me one chapter, or if she said, you know what, this week was just crazy, I'll send you three next week, right? So she had 2 weeks to do three rather than 1 week to do two. It's not about being judged by the person that we ask to keep us accountable. The power in accountability is that we're daring to commit outside of ourselves. So we're doing it twice. The power is twice. We've committed to ourselves, and we've also then committed to the person that we're asking to keep us accountable. And the hope here is that the person that you ask is obviously someone that would cheer you on. So they're never going to be the taskmaster that's like, where's my chapters this week, Celia? It's about if at any point, which Celia didn't, but if Celia had not emailed them, I could have then asked, do you feel stuck? How can I help you move forward? Do you want a soundboard ideas here? How can I be helpful? How can I help you keep making progress now that you've committed to this idea and you're bringing me with you on the journey? So how could you harness these three steps? Making the plan, breaking it down into manageable chunks, and then asking for accountability. And this is particularly powerful because when we ask for accountability, we're declaring that we're starting something. We're putting ourselves out there, and that often, that action, oh my goodness, like that breaks the barrier of us feeling stuck. Like things will flow from that point that have never flowed before, I promise you. And so I'd love for you to really think about, if you're feeling stuck at the moment, or it feels like you keep falling back into old ways, maybe falling off the wagon of progress, or feeling like you just can't seem to follow through, how could you harness these three steps? And if three of them feel too overwhelming, how could you harness the last one? How could you really use the power of accountability to break the dam on your progress and feel like it just comes flowing out of you by asking someone to keep you accountable? And so I hope that's helpful. I hope this is the first time of sharing a memo from someone, and it was so lovely because also a massive big shout out to Celia, because this was Celia's first ever voice memo. And as you know, if you've been listening for a while, I love a voice memo, But not everybody does. Not everyone feels confident on a voice memo straight away. And so, Celia, thank you for letting me have the honour of being the first voice memo you've sent. And yeah, just I hope you're celebrating yourself, because I'm proud of your progress and I hope you are proud of your progress. And a final thought on accountability, that this will be the integral part of the course that I'm leading in September. And so I'll share more on this with you next week. I didn't want to take away from Celia's moment in this week's episode, so I will tell you more about the course, what we'll be covering, how you can get involved in next week's episode. I would love to hear how you're going to harness the power of accountability this time. What's your one thing that you've been wanting to start and that you're going to use the power of accountability to bring to life? You can reach me on Instagram as @theideascoach or over email as jess@theideascoach.com. And I would so love to hear from you and maybe throw in a bit of accountability too. I hope you have a brilliant week and I will speak to you next time.